I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. NASCAR made a statement this week in the wake of the national uprising to bring attention to police brutality against African Americans across the country. This week, Bubba Wallace led a group of the sport's biggest stars in support of the movement, and NASCAR followed, joining the NFL, allowing participants to observe the national anthem as they see fit. Officials also announced a ban on the display of the Confederate flag at all tracks. The changes do take effect immediately. Some fans will be returning to the stands. Homestead Miami Speedway will invite 1,000 first responders, military members, and their families to the track this weekend. Talladega Super Speedway will sell 5,000 tickets to their upcoming event, but they will have some restrictions. No tailgating will be allowed. They'll do the ingress and egress sequentially. Masks are required. You can't leave once you're in, and no infield entry will be allowed. Charlotte and Texas are working on their plans for limited crowds, and Pocono, Indianapolis, Kentucky, and Kansas announced that they are not going to be having fans present, and New Hampshire is a maybe so far. The Cup teams raced at Martinsville Wednesday night, the first night race at this historical track, and I just want to say there is no reason to ever race during the day at Martinsville again. The racing was amazing underneath the lights. Joey Logano and Jimmy Johnson picked up the stage wins. Just three cautions involving cars. The 66 stalled on pit road in stage one. Eric Jones dumped David Starr with 173 to go in the final, and local racer Quinn Hu spun out, bringing the final with 10 to go. Joey Logano led the most laps, but with 170 to go, Martin Truex Jr. took over and held it until the end, picking up his first win of 2020, second at Martinsville and 27th of his career. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Chase Elliott were top five. Alex Bowman, Matt DiBenedetto, also William Byron, Kurt Busch, and Jimmy Johnson rounded the top 10. Coming up this weekend, it's Homestead and four races to enjoy. The trucks fire up the fun on Saturday. Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch are back. You can catch that race at 12:30 on FS1. The Xfinity teams will run the first of two at 3:30 Saturday afternoon. You can catch that on Fox. And the second race will be Sunday at 12:30. This one is a Dash for Cash event with four drivers going for a $100,000 bonus. They'll be on FS1 on Sunday. And finally, we wind stuff up with the Cup teams on Sunday afternoon. Defending champ of the race, Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin have two wins each. Harvick, Kenseth, Logano, Johnson, and Truex Jr. all have prior wins. Ford leads Builders here with seven wins. Joe Gibbs and Roush Racing are tied with seven wins each in the team stats. And in the driver ratings for Homestead, Harvick leads the way, followed by Truex Jr., Kenseth, Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin. Catch the Cup teams racing Sunday afternoon, 3:30 on Fox. I'm NASCAR Steve, and that's your Fastlane for Friday, June 12th, brought to you by Minkoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal Tires at the best prices.